You know what time it is.
It's time for the Zach and Jason Hour in the Zone. Powered by CC Power Sports of Louisville.
We have to be more desperate to start games. We have to be more desperate for 40 minutes. We have to understand that every team that plays us is excited. In the beginning of the game, they're coming.
Louisville's a nice team. I love Sutton. See, Sutton reflects Chris Mack. Chris Mack's always had a guy, because Chris Mack was that guy, that had a little bit of an edge, had a little chip on his shoulder, had a little intangible that impacted winning.
Playing against the zone with all you basketball bennies in this room, if you put the ball above your head, what will the zone do? Uh-oh. Just backs away, because you can't unless you shoot a two-handed shot that way. So the minute you go like this, they back. And I kept telling the guys in every huddle, break the gut. You have to break it down and make them think you're driving or shooting, or they're going to back away, which is why PJ and those guys didn't get the ball.
Come on, everybody. You're in the zone.
In the zone.
The Zach and Jason Hour in the Zone with Big Easy Zach McCright and Jason Alexander.
And it's supposed to be 4 to 8 inches.
Want to be part of the show? Give us a call at 267-9680.
Now,
the Zach and Jason Hour in the Zone with Big Easy Zach McCright and Jason Alexander.
Jerking back and forth, that would have been a more enjoyable ride.
Powered by CC Power Sports of Louisville on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I know, you know, everyone thinks we suck, and, you know, we'll see. It'll be fun.
All right, we continue with ESPN 680, 105.7. Jason Anderson with you. Monday edition of the show. Heading up until 6 o'clock. We got some college basketball coming your way tonight as well. We have, I'm trying to see what game is on. It's Syracuse-Duke. 6:45 pregame.
Sorry. I use playing Nebraska. 6:30 is all that matters.
Like I said, we've got the Syracuse and Duke game. Who cares about Nebraska ball? I mean, come on. Have they ever won a tournament game? The answer's no.
No?
The answer's no.
No question mark?
No, because remember when Northwestern a couple of years ago finally won an NCAA
tournament
game? Oh, now Nebraska
is that team?
It was Northwestern and Nebraska were the only two left that hadn't won an NCAA tournament game. Now it's just Nebraska ball. Remember a couple of years ago when Nebraska was like, okay, they're finally going to win, and then, good night, who's the coach? He got two technicals in, like, the first half.
Cook, right?
Is it still
am I blanking on the name?
Yeah, because
it's four letters. His last name is four letters.
Right.
I always remember, this is a funny quirk about me while you're looking that up. People say it's on the tip of their tongue? For
right.
me.
Tim Miles.
Miles. It wasn't four letters. It was five. I always think about the length. What I can see is the length of their names in characters.
Well, if you
that's weird,
if
right?
If you combine his first and last name and then divide it by two, it's four letters apiece. Because it's
I was
Miles.
Close. I knew it was short.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Right. Averages four letters per name is
that's
what you
right.
were thinking
that's
of.
That's right. Yeah. It was exactly what I was thinking. So that's
sense.
Why I went like Cook or something like that. But yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
play
you
this
bailing.
Right after.
Thank you for bailing.
Right after
bailing me out there.
The Cook as the name of the Nebraska head coach, Tim Miles. Like 2 years ago, he gets like
four or five.
He gets two technicals in the first half right. of the game. It's like Nebraska's never going to win a tournament. I mean, it's never going to happen. So it's never going to happen.
Which what a goober he was for doing that.
But also, like, if you're going to give a man two technicals in the first round of the NCAA tournament, he damn sure better have earned them.
Right.
Is what I would say
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I mean, something needs to be said about those referees and that sort of thing, too.
And that was a 2013 or 2014 NCAA tournament. That was, man, I thought that was just like a couple of years ago. That's crazy that that happened. Now I'm down a rabbit hole with wondering
yeah.
about wondering
last
about
week
that
we
game.
Did the 2008 Tennessee Titans.
That's
today
right.
it's the 2014 Nebraska Cornhuskers.
I just want to see who was against and what their seed was, if they actually had a chance or if they were okay. It was Baylor, Nebraska. They were the 11 seed. Baylor was the 6. They lost by 14 to Baylor.
You could say we're down the Nebraska cornhole.
You could say that.
That was pretty good. That was well done.
You could.
You got to give yourself one there. That was pretty good.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, man.
For sure.
Look at you.
No doubt. And I remember the storyline now. That was where Creighton was the 3.
Yeah!
And Nebraska was the 6-11 that if they won, they would play each other in the second round, which has never happened in the second round of the tournament because, you know, they've never
Nebraska's never been there.
That's right. That's right. Typically, when you say Nebraska basketball, it's just Creighton. What do you think about Nebraska basketball? I think McDermott's a pretty good coach. I think Creighton, they got a chance. They always have a chance every year. It's a good team. Now they're playing in the, you know, the Big East, a good conference, all that, whatever. Zach McCrae hanging out with us today.
I've got a complete non sequitur here.
I like non sequiturs, and then we'll get into some NFL over the weekend. I don't know if you watched it or not. But you're non sequitur first. No, I just didn't know.
I was looking behind you. I've always wanted to ask people this question, and for some reason it always escapes me to ask this question, but I like to ask it on air. I like to get to know, you know, it's kind of like get to know your host a little bit better.
Right.
Sometimes I like to think that when I come in here, I'm able to pull something new out of Jason Anderson, right?
Your job is to bring out things that are vulnerable that I would not otherwise expose.
For instance, one time I came on with Lachlan McClain, and by the end of that broadcast, we found out that he was 18 before he made out with a woman for the first time.
That's right. And we also found out that he cannot stand when that is talked about. And has made Cooper, in fact, erase that from the Dropbox, the sound bank that
it's
no
been
longer
completely erased, or is it just like wink, wink, nudge, nudge? Erased?
Oh, there's no chance it's been completely erased.
Oh, okay, good.
Nothing gets completely erased in the world that Andy lives in.
That's right. He's got blackmail everywhere on everybody.
You
realize that too?
Undefeated, lost.
Yeah, it may be erased from anything that Lachlan can find.
Right.
And what Lachlan would have access to.
Right, right.
But it ain't
erased.
He's
got it on an iPad and an iPhone.
It ain't erased to where if he wanted to play it tomorrow, he could play it tomorrow.
Like, there's a part of me. Does anybody else. Do you agree? Have you ever thought of this before, what I'm about to tell you? And I'm not into my question yet. That Andy has. One of the main traits about him is that he always thinks he is going to be screwed over. All right, and the reason
really?
I say that, no, I guess you haven't thought of this before.
No, I haven't.
The only reason I have come to that conclusion, that theory, is because he holds incriminating or close to incriminating sound, screenshots, any sort of proof he can to somehow use his blackmail down the road. Now, who else would do that unless he thought he was going to get screwed somehow and this was going to be repayment to somebody?
That might be the motive that's there.
Right?
Maybe that is the motive. Maybe that is the thought process.
What did you think it was?
I just, he saves everything. Like, he saves every picture and he takes screenshots and screenshots of tweets and everything.
He's got a motive.
I just thought, like, he saves everything, not just in case, like, hey, this guy's coming after me, so I'm going to expose him. I think it's all for comedic relief. Like, he saves it because he thinks things are hilarious
and
they're funny.
Saved.
And then and then he can just go back, like, we'd be in a random conversation and just like, oh yeah, I got the picture of that here.
Right,
look at that. That's the picture right there that you guys are talking about. Like, how did you just go ahead and bring that up in your file? What did you just do, a control F on your phone?
Right, right.
And
right.
Control F find some random picture.
He's got everything tagged. He's like, you know, like screenshots and then screenshots from Valvano.
He's got it all filed away.
Right, yeah, he's got them all in different files.
No, what it is that everything in Andy's life, and this is smart, if you the more and more you're in radio, the more and more you realize this, everything in Andy's life is content on the show.
That's right.
Everything. So everything sent to him, everything that's made public, Facebook, Twitter.
Perhaps
anything,
that's the motive, but I find him to be a little more sneaky.
Maybe. Anything he sees, he is only viewing life through the prism of 10 to noon. That's what
true.
I think about Andy.
That's
is
true.
That he views
that's
life
true.
Through the prism of 10
and
to noon
I will
or whenever
say this.
He's going to be on the air. One day he'll be like, you know, 2 to 6 in the afternoon.
Now, I don't know if this is his intent. I don't think it is his intent, but I think what it does do, and it's something we should probably do too. You know, actually, magic does it for us. We should write it ourselves. Is like when he does the flow chart, writing helps your memory, right? Like,
right.
I've heard Sweeney's done that before. Sweeney's got a better memory, at least in my opinion, than a lot of people that do radio.
His memory is crazy.
But I think it's because he screenshots and writes different things
like
down,
for
and
example,
screenshots and texts and everything.
Like,
I'm
for
like,
example,
how do you remember all that?
On Friday, Drew and I are in the car with our driver in the front seat, heading to
a lot
the,
of people call that a limousine.
It was not a limo.
Oh, okay.
But it was just front seat, back seat. You know, blacked out windows. You know, yeah, that's right. That's right. Just your typical sedan. And so we are with a lot of legroom.
Black car.
Yes. And so we are driving to the mothership's station, and we're listening in to Andy and Locke, and they're talking about Benny Snell's autograph, and Locke, of course, of judging people that are going to pay $30 for Benny Snell's autograph, and you know, using the logic from his sensibilities,
right, of course,
to then sort of project that on everybody else's sensibilities,
right,
as to why
right.
anybody would want to pay $30 right. for one of the best football players that ever played at
right.
UK. And
everybody,
is the all-time
everybody else is stupid,
right? Everybody, the sensibilities from him then right. sort of projected on everybody else, and as they're talking about that, Andy remembers to play and finds like that the we're gonna get monked like the lady that was in line to get the Malik Monk autograph. Yeah, they start playing that, and Drew was like, how does he remember this stuff?
Right.
I forgot about it. I'm like, I did too,
right?
Like, I forgot
right.
about this time, you know, or I guess it would be even be 2 years ago coming up in like April, that they're standing in line to get Malik Monk's autograph, and this older lady is we're gonna get like. And they play that, and it's like, that's everything. Andy remembers those things, and everything is fodder for 10 to noon.
And I don't. I don't remember any of that stuff. I never
I can remember those things. I try to make everything fodder from 3 to 6. Here it is.
We're going to get monked today. We're going to get monked today. We're going to get monked.
And I'm a future Kentucky player.
Who are you going to get today?
We're going to get monked today.
Thank you, TJ, for continuing that.
Monked.
Beisner, who are you going to get today? Like, he knows that he's got this sound right there.
Right.
Like just randomly we're going to get monked, and then she stops and he says, who are you going to get today?
Continue, please.
Yeah, I know. Feed me more content, please.
You were saying.
I have to fill an entire 30-minute KSTV broadcast.
Monked.
Please, continue. But like with you.
What player are you going to get today? I could, is it Fox or is it Bam? I can't
monked.
Remember. Oh,
monked.
Okay.
Monked.
Very good. I didn't remember which player.
But, you know, with you, like, you're, in terms of memory, I mean, your forte is, I mean, you're great with games and what happened on an actual court or a field. And, you know, yeah. with Magic, it's like anything pre-1900.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Or Magic the Gathering.
I'm a grab bag, literally.
Yeah, well, not literally.
You're not that, literally.
That would be the opposite of literally.
Yeah. So you are
figuratively literally.
That's right. You're literally a human being. But.
You're not
a bag that somebody can just grab different things out of.
And with Andy, it's like, yeah, I remember that sound bite. I'm like, well, okay.
From 2 years ago.
Right.
In a few months.
That's like, all right.
2 years ago.
What I was going to ask initially was, have you ever wanted to do your radio show permanently from your house?
No, not really.
Hmm.
Not really. Because why? Who's on the radio behind me? Because you looked at the TV
Will
behind
Cain,
me.
And it looks like
yeah,
Will Cain.
Well, I've never wanted to be Will Cain.
And it looks like I don't think he is in his house, but it looked but it looks like he's in his house.
Well, that's because he probably didn't want to go to work since the Cowboys lost.
Very dumb.
Oh, is he a Cowboys guy?
Oh yeah, that's why Stephen A. Smith is like.
Take a look here. It just looks. It's a studio, but it looks like his basement. You know what I mean?
Or a closet.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I have a little studio in my basement, and it's a closet, right? And I would love to just
Nice, though.
I would love to do my show, a show. I would have to do a show first before I do my show. But I would have to do, you know, I would like to do a show just like.
Well, if it was like.
Let's do an hour from right here.
Right, but if it was like a national show or something, then I wouldn't want to fly to wherever it is, or I could stay wherever I'm at. I can live at any place I want to while also doing a national show. That's fine.
Yeah.
I would be. But if it's like local. And like, okay, you can stay home all day, you know, prepping for the show and then do the show, or you can head into the office, shoot the breeze with the guys. Maybe an argument turns into content for the show.
That's true.
Like, those are things that I don't think you would get by sort of perusing the internet, plus the human interaction, you know, that you would get and not just be a hermit all day.
So what you're saying is you would never do it. Locke would do it every chance he got.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, for sure.
That's right. Yeah, Locke would just stay home and only do the show.
Who's second on that list? Second most likely to never do it's got
to
be Diener.
To
right?
only do it from his house?
Well, I mean, you have Valvano, too. I think Valvano would do it. Valvano did the V show on ESPN Radio National from his house. Obviously, that was national.
But that's
we talked
national.
About that.
Yeah, I would do that.
You know, I don't know.
I would say Drew maybe.
Yeah, Drew's got to be.
I think Drew because then he can just wake up and do the show.
Yeah, he's got the morning.
He wouldn't have to worry about driving in. Yeah, you know, he could just wake up, do the show. Then he can come in and do the vice president stuff. You know, after the show, be here at 10:30. Have the because he's not doing the vice president stuff until 10:30 anyway.
Diener texted me a picture of the car, which is proof that the only proof we need. That you guys were pretty proud of the ride you all just got picked up in.
Well, that's because he took a picture of me getting in the ride of the car.
Oh, I see.
As in, like, hey, Anderson's getting into the car.
I'm a media
while
member.
While the driver is opening up the door for Anderson. Like, oh.
I have a great sense of worth
now,
for me.
Now,
of
course what, it's now for, what sign, for Anderson. What sign did this driver have at the airport for you guys? What did it say on it?
Jason Anderson.
Did it really?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I was shocked. I walked out, and the sign says Jason Anderson. Now, Drew was off the plane before me, and so I see Drew. Well, excuse me. He wasn't off the plane before me.
He was
me.
First he had, class. He well, put no, you he, in back in coach.
He was waiting for his bag. I had to go and find a charger because my phone is terrible. It's from 1985, and you actually have to carry a battery pack with it.
Yeah, I mean, and come on with that,
no,
too.
Not
Let's
going
go.
To. Come on. Not going to. Not going to. So quit asking.
Tired of you.
Okay,
I'm not
Nick?
Not going to. So quit asking.
That's right.
Man.
So my phone was dead.
Magic's on top of it
so,
today.
So I've got a. I run and find the first sort of power outlet that's there, and I plug it in, and I'm waiting for Drew, and I'm like, okay, I can at least get like 4 or 5% here.
I know. Wait,
before
like,
I get to
would
the car.
You get like 2 minutes? 2 minutes of juice there?
Yes.
I'm going to get my money.
And so then I see Drew, and I wave to him, but he didn't see me because it's an airport. There's a lot of people, and I was sitting next to the wall, not near the aisle where everybody's walking through. So he walks right past. And so then I'm packing up my stuff, and I'm walking, and I see him disappear, and I'm like, oh, well, he's already outside. So I walk out the gate, and standing right there is a guy, you know, dressed in a very nice, you know, get up with a Kango hat on. And holding a digital sign, like it's almost
like an iPad, like had the iPad sign.
It's like an iPad, you know, but I wish it was more like an Etch-a-Sketch. That would have been awesome. But it just says Jason Anderson on it. And I thought
Etch-a-Sketch reference, putting that on the flow chart.
Go ahead and put that on the flow chart.
Yes, making a note of the Etch-a-Sketch reference on the air, also going on the flow chart. And so I walk out and there says Jason Anderson. I'm like, oh, and then I'm looking around. I'm like, where's Drew? I'm like, well, maybe Drew walked out and didn't see the guy right in front with the name Jason. Maybe he thought maybe it was outside, and so he left. I'm like,
maybe he expected his own name.
Yeah, I don't know where he's at. You know,
maybe he thought, well, maybe they got me my own car.
And so I'm like, well, I gotta call Drew. Well, I can't do it with my phone is at 1%. Let me walk over here and plug in my phone to be able to call Drew. And just as I'm calling him, he walks out over, you know, out of the gate. And right there, I'm like, hey, this is the driver. And then we go. But yeah, the sign said Jason
Look
Anderson. I'm like, why did it
Look
say my name
you.
And not Drew's? Look I appreciate you. That.
I'm
but
a media
yeah.
member.
I don't think that's why it said that. I don't think that's why.
Kudos to Drew, though. I mean, he pulled out all the stops for you. What an what a token of appreciation.
I mean, really, it was. I was flattered. Taken aback and you know just
Which
cannot
now
repay
means, I mean,
the
I,
weekend that was. It was pretty awesome.
And the problem is you owe him now for so many favors. Like anything he asks of you,
well,
you have to do.
Well, I think the fact that I just get to be in his life in some way, shape, or form, I feel like is benefit
Steven?
Of its own.
Okay.
Yeah, like for 6 years he's been
kind of like the goaltending calls in the UNC Louisville game, just even Steven.
Yeah,
it led to a fun
You get a goaltend and you
yeah,
get a goaltend
right,
and call
right.
it even.
Well, we're going to call it even though that was a real block. But we're going to call it a goaltend, but then we're going to give you one
back
on the other.
We'll give it back. It's fine.
It led to a fun conversation Thursday night between me and Andy at the holiday party for the company, asking if and when the Giants make the playoffs, what are they going to do for Andy? Andy going to get that hookup?
Well, I mean,
kind of opened a Pandora's box there, Drew did, didn't he?
He did.
The problem
he really did.
No.
Because he talked about, you know, people
no,
that founded the company.
Andy got fired by the time Giants gets the playoffs.
No, but it's different, though. No, it's different. Andy's team's won 2 Super Bowls. I mean, so why are we?
That brings up,
why are we putting it in the same category?
Now we can get
okay.
into the meat of
so
our
when
football
the Bengals
discussion
make the
here.
I want to
hit on that.
Yeah, we'll send you to Cincinnati. I'll
awesome.
Pay for your gas to go there. I'll take care of you, Magic. I'll pay
no,
for your gas.
Get him
to
a driver.
Don't worry about the room
name.
And board. I got it.
No. If the company wants to do that, but I don't think the company has the hookup for a driver in Cincinnati, where they have the hookup for a driver in KC and a hookup for a hotel room and hookup for tickets. Like, it ain't like they were dishing
See,
out money.
My
for
win
those
here
things.
Is that I made it. Jason sound like his whole adventure was a little less magical.
Yeah, I don't know that they were just like throwing out a whole bunch of money for the driver and the hotel. In radio, there's a lot of trade stuff that goes on.
Sure.
And so, you know, just like we have
I'm a media member.
We have R&R Limo that helps us out from time to time that we do some
there
advertising
go,
with them. And I think it's roughly along the same thing. And I don't think we have those same connections in Cincinnati, Magic, so I will gladly pay for your gas there and back.
And let me
You know what? I'll pay for the flight from Louisville to Cincinnati. How about that? If the Bengals host,
I'll live the bougie life. I'll do it.
If the Bengals are a number one seed,
is there a flight from Louisville to Cincinnati? Is there?
Why wouldn't there be? It's dumb to take that flight because it's going to take you longer to go to the airport,
right,
check in, sit there,
right,
take off, land, get out of the airport, than just getting in your car and driving. Like, it's dumb, but I'll do that if it makes it easier on Magic and it makes his experience.
You want to know something? Back when,
worthwhile.
Back when there was a Louisville to Indianapolis connection,
you would fly to
Indianapolis? No. We had flown. I think we were coming back from, my family was coming back from Disney World, and the connection was in Indianapolis. This was like 1992. Oh, I was like 12 years old, right?
Hey, so was I.
And the flight from Indy to Louisville. You want to know how times have changed? I guess I had some sort of Disney garb on, and I'm, you know, we're on
Jim,
our way.
Your Mickey ears on.
I don't know if I had the Mickey ears on, but we're coming home from Disney or whatever.
When in Rome.
And my mom or somebody's making nice with the pilot and all that stuff, because I guess there wasn't a whole lot of people on a flight from Indianapolis to Louisville. And so the pilot's like, come here and check out the cockpit. Come here, hang out. I mean, it's a commercial flight. Not
so during the flight you got to hang out?
Yep.
How about that, huh?
Like, for the first 15 minutes, I'm like, you know, the whole takeoff and everything, like, eh, wow.
With all your Mickey garb on.
Like, why don't you just sit here?
12-year-old Zach McCrite rocking his Mickey outfit.
Like, yeah, we have another seat. Just put your seatbelt on. I'm like, man. I mean, and that's the first time I've thought about that in 20 years, but I'm thinking, there's no way anyone would get away with that today. Not a shot in hell.
No chance.
But, yeah, that was the way it was back then. Anyway, now let's get to your Chiefs. Finally, some sports content, some real sports content here.
Yeah. Now, do you feel bad about all of the takes all last week about how the Colts were easily the better team than the number one seed in the league?
Whoa.
I'm not talking about your takes. I'm just talking about your fans' takes, your Colt brethren. Takes.
Here's the crap you get
all last week. Well, of it's an easy victory for the Colts because, you know, the Chiefs are 3-3 in their last six games and. They're not that good, and the Colts are really, really good, and it's essentially going to be a walkover, and maybe
this
the Chiefs
is the chestiest
might get lucky.
I've seen him all day.
No, it's not the chestiest.
Where was this cockiness before
he's
a Colts
over,
fan walked into the room?
You're getting it.
Now I'm the representative of all Colts fans.
I had him by double digits all last week, and people were throwing shade all last week when I said double digits. Now, I had no faith in the fact that they are a cursed playoff franchise, especially at home. I figured something bad would happen. That was my heart and the emotions of it.
I think something bad's going to happen. Chiefs by 12.
But my heart had it 34-21.
Chiefs by 13.
Excuse me. My heart had it something bad's going to happen. My head was, they're clearly the better team.
To answer your question.
34-21. They're the better team. They'll cover the 5.5.
To answer your question, I was... This should have been warning sign number one, but it wasn't. I was confident with the Colts going to Kansas City. You know, they were the hottest team in the league.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think there was a hotter team in the entire league. And on top of that, the way that they played the week prior.
Oh yeah,
I mean. Well, where that was the least stressful, I tweeted about this, the least stressful Colts playoff game in my lifetime, which included a 16-year Peyton Manning career.
Yeah. Well, I would say, though, maybe not the way they played against the Texans the first three drives against the Texans. Because they were up 21-0, and they gained.
The fact that Houston was never going to be a threat to come back and win the game.
Right, because Houston offensively was just bad.
Right,
Deshaun Watson was
the
missing
Colts
open receivers
great.
All day.
The Colts weren't great offensively for majority of the game. Right.
For almost three quarters.
But I knew that the Texans weren't going to score on. Like, it was like we were good.
Well, the one thing that gave me confidence from like an analysis standpoint was the Colts gained 4 yards per play in the second half. And they gained over 200 yards of their 400 total for the game in the first three drives.
Right.
And then they just essentially did nothing. A lot of three and outs. Andrew Luck wasn't that good. And Deshaun Watson, quite frankly, was just bad.
He was bad.
He was missing open receivers all over the place. And I'm like, Mahomes isn't missing those open receivers. And look, the Chiefs' defense is not the Texans, but they are much improved at home. They play a different brand for whatever reason at home. They've got one of the best pass rushes in the league. Like, they'll be able to get to Andrew Luck, whereas even Houston couldn't. But they couldn't get to Andrew Luck because the Colts got out to 21-0 lead. They didn't right. have to pass it.
Right.
And if the Chiefs played from ahead, then you would probably be relying on Andrew Luck a little bit more. And therefore, the Justin Houston, Chris Jones, D Ford combination of those three guys that, you know, have the best pass rush in the NFL, while also just not a good run-stopping defense in general because their linebackers are trash, then that would be able to be a strength of the defense that can be used against the Colts. And the fact that, you know, that defense hadn't really played a good offense in, like, the best, like, the only top 20, top 15 offense they played was in week 3 against the Patriots. And
I was saying, and so, I was telling anybody that would listen that was a fellow Colts fan, I mean, I was telling them this. I would have much rather played the Chiefs mm-hmm. than the Patriots. Now,
looked right,
a lot of that is just...
Looked right on Sunday when the Patriots got out to a 35-7 lead
right.
on the Chargers.
And even before that, I mean, just the mere thought of the Colts having to play the Patriots ever
right.
gives just bad vibes.
See, your Patriots are, for whatever reason, my Colts. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, every time you see the Colts pop up, and it's just bad vibes. You remember 95, you remember 2003, you remember 2008, you remember 2013 or 14. You remember those games, and, you know, all you remember are the bad things of those games and the fact that the Colts have as many wins in Arrowhead in the playoffs as the Chiefs do.
Now, let's talk about
equally
this,
had to.
This curse thing. Okay. We keep on hearing about Kansas City and curse and all.
I don't know about a curse. It's just bad luck.
Well, I mean, that's all I hear. I hear the word curse a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they sold Babe Ruth or they kicked a guy out with a goat.
Yeah, you know? I mean, yeah. Oh, and by the way, and this is where it makes me crazy because, I mean, and you're not the only person who's used the word. I'm driving back. I was actually in Indianapolis yesterday. I'm driving right. back, and there's and I don't know who did it, but there's a Chiefs sign. Somebody bought a Chiefs billboard. It's one of the electronic billboards.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got kind of the Chiefs logo mm-hmm. where they obviously did enough to not infringe on the trademark that they are completely, you know what I mean? They're completely trying to break.
Right, right.
But they made like the Chiefs logo and it just said, break the curse. And I'm like, you guys just got Pat Mahomes put in your lap.
Right.
You guys can go to hell.
They put in their lap. They traded
close
up 17
enough.
Spots.
Close enough.
They traded up 17 spots. Andrew Luck got put in the Colts' lap. Let's be honest about that.
No. We had to endure Curtis Painter for that. No.
Peyton messes up his neck and can't play for a year.
He plays all the time.
Plays every year.
We thought he retired.
Misses 1 year. The 1 year that Andrew Luck is then going to be the number one pick.
Kind of worked out.
And they get
lucky timing.
So Luck was put into the Colts' lap. Mahomes was made fun of because when they jumped 17 spots, people were like, why didn't they take Deshaun Watson? Why wouldn't they have taken Watson? Watson's clearly the better quarterback.
My point is...
They moved up 17 spots to take the guy that is the league MVP and you're number 2.
Yeah, my point is you can stop
Drop
with curse when you have the NFL MVP in year
but
two.
But he had never played
career.
A playoff game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He
and
never
that
played,
was,
so
and
he
that was
what
another
he was
reason
like
I was
in the playoffs.
And that was another reason I was confident as a Colts fan.
Right. He had never played a playoff game. And so I didn't know what he was going to look like in the playoffs, but I knew what, you know, sometimes happens when you're looking back over the history of that, and that you have a kicker that misses 3 field goals and you lose by 3 to a Jim Harbaugh led Colts team in 95. And you have a 38-10 lead, and Jamaal Charles gets concussed. And then the Colts make a crazy comeback, and they fumble going into the end zone. It bounces off a Chiefs player's helmet and bounces back to Andrew Luck, who then carries it in from 6 yards away. And it's like, are you bleeping kidding me? And last year, you have the crappy Titans, and you're up 21-3, and they've got a 3rd and goal from the 6, and Mariota runs to his left and throws the ball, and it's batted away right into Mariota's hands, who catches it and runs in for a touchdown. It's like, that was 3rd and goal. They would have kicked a field goal. Like, those things you think of. And so that was the heart playing into it. But the head was like, this is a matchup that the Chiefs should cover. They are clearly the better team. They've shown it throughout the season. And the cover two is perfect for the Chiefs offense.
Where is your confidence level now then?
My confidence level is, you know, I think they've got a really good shot of beating the Patriots only because the Patriots are – just a different team at home than they are on the road. They were 3-5 on the road. You know, they average, I think, what, 21, 22 points on the road as opposed to like 30-something at home. They give up, you know, more points on the road than they do at home, which is probably a lot of different teams. But they're also 0-3 in championship games that are played on the road under Bill Belichick. They're different there. And the Chiefs' defense
Colts beat them in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, and the Chiefs' defense is different at home. So my confidence is that the Chiefs should win the game. The FPI also gives the Chiefs a better chance of beating the Patriots than the Saints to beat the Rams.
But you're forgetting the big horse/goat in the room.
Tom Brady will be the goat in the room.
Yes, exactly.
Quite literally. No. Well, not literally a goat, but he will be the greatest of all time.
I know what the stats are, but knowing that it's Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, does that...
Well, they're 0-3 on the road. Then that's Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in championship games.
Yeah, that's
so that's
fair.
And also, Bill Belichick, in his time with the Patriots, has had a team score 40 points on him only 7 times in his career. 3 of the 7 were Andy Reid and the Chiefs, and they've only played him 4 times.
Also never lost to a player.
Damn, that's a good stat.
Yeah,
but he's also never lost to a quarterback starting in his first postseason.
That's exactly right.
In that same postseason.
So something's going to give.
The old something's got to give.
They're going to win on the road, or they will finally get beat by a quarterback in his first playoff experience. Not first playoff game, but first playoff season.
There was a something's got to give in that Saints Eagles game. I think it was.
Yeah, what was that?
Nick Foles
was going to lose.
Nick Foles has never lost as an underdog in the playoffs.
It's crazy.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
And then Drew Brees has never lost a home playoff game.
So one of the things.
Something's got to give.
By the way, Drew said this stat earlier today, and I don't know if he said it on the air, but he was talking to us back in the bullpen, if you want to call it that, that in 17 years as a starter for Tom Brady, 13 times he's been to the AFC Championship game, which, you know, is a crazy number. Drew Brees broke the completion percentage this season in the NFL at 74%. Meaning Tom Brady making the AFC Championship game is more likely than Drew Brees completing a pass. 13 out of 17 is 76%. Drew Brees' completion percentage is 74%. Tom Brady making the AFC That's Championship game is more as a higher percentage than Drew Brees just completing a pass.
This could be something for the text line for the remainder of our show today. But you could do a lot. Let's do a lot of crazy stats let's make up a bunch of these stats using Tom Brady's number. Tom Brady is more likely to reach an AFC Championship game than blank. And you can make it
anything less than 76%.
Right. You can make it sports related, non-sports related, just anything. Just make it funny. I think we could come up with some good ones. Obviously we can't because we have to talk. But
right, Magic can think of some. Tom Brady is more likely to make the AFC Championship game than
we know blank.
We know percentage-wise
76%.
Than Drew Brees completing a pass because he broke the all-time record at 74%, and Tom Brady makes the AFC Championship game 76% of the time in his career. 17 years, 13 games.
That's stupid.
It's just an absolute stupid number.
Now, I will tell you, I have already, and it was more because of, well, no, I'll just no qualifiers. I did bet on the Patriots.
That's fine.
And I do that. There's no real math formula other than, if I'm going to get more, especially more than a field goal with the Patriots in the playoffs, I'm going to get.
Did you get it at 3.5?
I got it at 4.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry. 3.5. 3.5. Then hell yes. Sign me up.
That makes sense.
And I might lose it. I mean, because the Chiefs are obviously more than capable of winning it. They're the favorite. Mm-hmm. But I might be wrong. But. I mean, it's almost just like, okay, standard rule. And I made a new standard rule. If you want to transition to Louisville, North Carolina, it was the first time it's ever happened, and I doubt it'll happen again this season. But Chris Mack was a double digit underdog. Okay, I made a new rule on Saturday.
Okay,
always bet on Chris Mack, and I did it before the game, and I tweeted it out. Bet on as a double digit underdog. I'm just going to take Chris Mack. I'm just going to blindly take Chris Mack.
That was at 11:45 Saturday morning or at 2:15.
No, 11:45 Saturday morning.
Okay,
yeah,
I was going to say, if that's after the fact, moving forward.
It's of record.
Starting now.
Okay. No. I did it and made the bet. I mean, I feel like that's a good one.
See, my view was, as because we went through our picks last Thursday on, you know, I picked every home favorite. Because I just looked at it and said, I think all the home teams will win. So I'll pick them all outright, because if they're going to win, then I'll give up the points in each one of them. I think New England can win by 4. I think the Rams can win by 7. I think the Chiefs will cover 5.5, because, again, I thought they were double-digit winners anyway. And New Orleans minus 8. I went 3-1 just by that, because New Orleans won by 6. If they make the field goal, they win by 9, although they may go down there and kick a field goal or score a touchdown, and it might be closer anyway, so he still may not have even covered. But I thought New England would cover the points against the Chargers. A lot of people picked the Chargers outright just to simply win the game. And what I came to, because I was talking to Greer on Saturday night or Sunday, I can't remember which day it was, talking to Greer about the Patriots, Chargers, and about, you know, the Chiefs winning. And I'm like, well, you know, the Chiefs are going to see your team next week. And he's like, no, they're not. And I'm like, you don't have any faith? And he's like, no, I don't think this team's all that good. I'm like, dude. That means Phillip Rivers is going to go on the road and win a big game. Like, are you kidding me?
Against Brady
and Belichick. Are you kidding me?
Like,
that was the problem. That was the big, you know, fly in the ointment of the Chargers winning the Super Bowl and going to the Super Bowl this year, was it would take Rivers going on the road twice and winning a big game.
You could throw his son in against Brady when he's 60. Brady will still win.
I hope it's a good game. I kind of felt for as good as the four teams that are that left, I felt like I don't know. I was left kind of empty with the way these games went. Unless you're a fan of that team, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I thought the Saints-Eagles game had some excitement. Some, not as much as you probably want.
It was almost like it was manufactured at the end.
No, I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
I love the divisional round of the playoffs, and I just didn't think there was a whole lot of satisfaction if I didn't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah.
There was a lot of satisfaction for 3 hours on
Saturday. I certainly didn't, and I had a dog in the fight. But
I would say it's so much more liberating that if your team plays early and they win, just to sit back and watch the last.
I wonder what the Cowboys and Rams are doing.
Let's just watch some football. Oh, C.J. Anderson.
Right.
Fatback.
Can you believe he's playing? And look how well he's doing.
And he calls himself Fatback. I love it. And he had 100 yards again. Is this 3 straight games for C.J. Anderson with 100 yards? This is amazing.
What? All right, we need to name that voice.
That is the relaxed.
We have a good roster of Jason Anderson voices now.
Satisfied Steven.
Satisfied Stephen. Okay.
Yeah, but it needs to be more descriptive to someone who has never heard the voice. Like, satisfied winning fan guy.
That also works.
You know what I mean? Satisfied winning fan guy.
By the way, a couple of interesting things that are less likely to happen than Tom Brady making the AFC Championship game.
Uh-oh, here we go.
You are less likely to find somebody that says they approve of immigration in America. You are less likely to find somebody that says that they use Amazon most of the time when they shop.
What's that percentage?
Both of those are at about 75%. So just underneath Brady.
How about that, huh?
The Amazon one. I mean, come on. That's crazy. Do you use Amazon?
Oh, yeah.
Just another, another nonsense. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it is kind of a sequitur question. Here's my question for you. This would be a good poll question. Is the Amazon app on the front home screen of your phone? The very first one.
No.
What do you think the percentage is on that? If we were to do a poll right now.
Less than Brady making the championship.
For sure. I'm going to say it's all the way up to 20%. 20% of our listeners have the Amazon app on the very first page of their home screen on their phone.
Yeah.
The American League is less likely to win the World Series than Brady is to win the AFC Championship. Which is surprising because I just looked up the numbers. The AL out of 114 World Series, the American League has won. Let me find it again. I think I saw 68 was the number. They've won 66 times to the NL's 48.
Well, yeah, both teams are less both leagues are less likely to win.
Well, yeah, because you would think it's 50-50, but it's not even 50-50, and Brady is still more likely to make the championship game.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, no.
That's pretty good.
All right.
I don't have great ones. I'm just throwing some things out
there. You're on the right track. You're on the right track.
Here's what I need you to throw out there as well, Magic. I want you to go through the AFC championship games that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have played in. So essentially the AFC championship games that the Patriots have gone through with Belichick. And I would like to know what the records are home and road. Because there's something, it might be the last three games they played on the road in the AFC championship.
So just for the Patriots in those games?
Yep, just for the Patriots. Okay. Because Tex was right that he was like, yeah, they beat the Steelers on the road in 01 and 04. So that wouldn't mean that they were 0-3 on the road in AFC championship games. But it could be like the last three they played. It might be the stat.
I think 01, whoa.
There was something that was like 0-3.
Was the 2001 team, was that Brady or was that Bledsoe?
No, that was Brady.
Was that, Super Bowl? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, it was.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Bledsoe was 99, I think. I mean, that's when
the takeover was 0-1 when Brady took over. Because it was 0-1, they didn't make the playoffs in 0-2.
My bad.
And then 3-4. Super Bowl. Super Bowl 01, didn't make the playoffs 02, and then Super Bowl 3 and 4. And then because Brady won his, first 10 playoff games? It was like, how that crazy stat. Now he's 27-10 because he's been 17-10 since. But still, and the guy was 10-0 in the postseason when he finally got inserted as a starter.
And
so
then
it's just some stupid things.
The thing that – this is the one thing you missed. I told you beforehand. I said there was one funny thing from this weekend watching
the
playoffs.
Yeah, that's right. You said what's the funniest thing you saw from the weekend?
I wish I had – I don't have DVR on my television when it comes to the local channels because I use an antenna. I did the cord cutting thing.
Okay, good for you.
So this was the game was on NBC. I don't have DVR. So I am frantically trying to get my phone out and take a picture of what I'm about to describe to you, but I was too late. So you know how all of these every sports channel now, or if you're broadcasting sports, they take at least one or two commercials during the course of the game and make it split screen,
right?
Where they
that's right.
They keep kind of some of the action. You're able to see some of the action going on the
which
field.
Is good.
They
keep you interested in the game. Right. You're not going anywhere. Plus, you're seeing some advertisements that are rolling, and they can show the ads that hey, look at how long these people stayed connected to the game. They never turn the channel.
It gets no better than the combination. Split screen combination that I give you, which is Andy Reid looking with a glowing gaze off into the ether on one side of your screen, and the other side is an Applebee's commercial. I'm not done. The music.
It's not right.
Was Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding. There is a Applebee's commercial that's, you know, it's got, they make it all, they try to make it all provocative, you know. They're lathering their baby back ribs with some sort of sauce. And Andy Reid is just staring off into the distance at the same time.
Sort of thinking about baby back ribs.
I am pulling out my phone as fast as humanly possible.
And you don't have DVR to do that.
And I don't have DVR.
Somebody's got to have that on video.
I would.
Did you look?
No,
and
I didn't.
Search Twitter, Applebee's, Andy Reid?
No, but I'm going to right now.
I mean, that would be one of the first things I would do. See, I didn't watch it on TV, so I don't know. I don't know what the broadcast was like.
It was just so right. It was just so right.
Texter says the Hoosiers are less likely to hit a free throw than Tom Brady making it to the AFC championship game.
That is for sure.
Now I want to see how many teams are less likely to hit a free throw than Tom Brady making it to the AFC championship game.
How does nobody, if I search Andy Reid Applebee's, nothing comes up. Oh, I'm spelling Applebee's wrong.
All right. Let's see. There are 26 Division I teams.
Okay.
Hold on. 26 Division I teams out of 340 that are less likely to hit. That are
26?
That are more likely to hit a free throw than Tom Brady going.
Oh, that are more likely.
More likely, yeah. So 26 teams. So what's that? 353 minus 26.
Three forty. What was it?
Three fifty-three minus 26.
353 minus 26. That's 327.
Yeah, so that's 327. So 327 Division I teams are less likely to hit a free throw than Tom Brady is to go to the AFC Championship game.
That's a pretty good one. All right, that's what you got to beat. That's what you got to beat, listeners. You got to beat that, right?
Because
there.
It's not only just the Hoosiers.
There's a still shot. All right,
and that was easy. That was just a Twitter.
Yes, that's on Twitter.
I wish it was more of a close up on Andy Reid. It's more of a longer shot, you know, looking at him. Like, if it was a close-up. Like
this is a little better. You know, he's staring.
Oh, so he's staring at the French fries?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God,
you know,
man.
Now, imagine the music with it. Imagine the music with
people
it.
People are mean.
Oh.
He's staring at the French fries while he's holding his playbook in his hand or his play card in his hand, but it does look like a huge Waffle House menu. Is what this that you know when you go to Waffle House big menu that's
nice
laminated. And it's front and back. That's what it looks like in the play that he has. Matt Nagy does the same
one of
thing
my
in Chicago.
One of my friends just texted me the a website that's got the page here.
Yeah, so I mean it's that would
thank
be
you Kyle. Thank you Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let me. Do you want to watch this on air? Oh, Barstool got it. Do you want me to? Do you want to watch this on air or do you care?
I mean, that's fine. You can watch it. You can watch it on air. That's fine. I didn't see it, though.
So
you're going to turn it up?
I'll give you the music part in my microphone here.
And then you can give play-by-play of what's going on in the background.
No, you can watch it.
Okay. It's Andy Reid looking. Sort of a still focus on Andy Reid. Now a full screen of Andy Reid.
Right.
They only had Andy Reid in the... In the shot.
I think for like the first 5 seconds they had
just a widescreen of like the teams.
No, I think they had Frank Reich, but it was glorious. It was
so
magical.
They chose that time to go and show the coaches. On
I
the
mean,
sideline.
I picture the director going.
They did it on purpose.
Cut to Reid.
They did it on purpose. Like, all right, we're getting ready to play the Applebee's commercial. Hey, let's show the coaches. Make sure we start with Reich, just so people don't think we're doing this on purpose.
That's right.
Let's show. I want you to take camera two and cue camera three. Take camera three. What should I cue? Nothing right now. Don't cue anything. We're keeping it right here on Andy Reid.
Oh man, so
and
great.
Cue camera one. Take camera one. All right, we're back to watching some the actual game action now. Magic, do you have an update on that record for Tom Brady?
I do.
In the championship game, home versus away.
Since 2001, if we're including, that would be a total of 16 AFC championship games for the quarterback and the Patriots. He is 6-1 at home. He is 2-3 on the road. But... he is 0-3 on the road since 2006. His two wins on the road came in 2004 and 2001.
There we go. So that's what it is. He's 0 for his last three. There it is. So he's 2-3 overall, but the only time they won AFC championship games on the road were his first first two on the road, AFC championships. He went to Pittsburgh in 2001, went to Pittsburgh in 2004, and he won those games. He hasn't done it since. So there you go. There's a stat.
So the stat becomes he's never won an AFC championship game outside of New England or Pittsburgh.
Oh, there it is. Huh? There it is. That's the stat.
100% of the time, it works every time.
That's the stat right there.
There it is.
By the way, I almost tweeted this out. I was talking to Drew and maybe it was Andy earlier today because they were talking about, you know, Vinatieri missing the field goal right before half and then missing the extra point. I almost tweeted this out before the game, and I wish I could go back in time and do that. Like, I was watching the warm-ups, and by the way, on the side that Vinatieri missed the field goal and the extra point, because they were warming up on both sides,
you're like, guys, Vinatieri's missing everything.
He missed, like, five straight. Dude, I'm not even joking. Like, he pushed it right, and then he looked uncomfortable. Then he just shanked it straight left. I mean, it was bad. And then he slid it right again. Then he hits the uprights, and it was, like, five straight. And I almost tweeted it out, but I'm like, I've never seen Vinatieri warm up before. Right. I don't know if that's something like, is he practicing certain things? Like, I don't know what he's doing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure. Like, you would see a baseball player in a rehab assignment
or something. Since when has that stopped anyone
from tweeting anything.
I know. I didn't really tweet anything that day at all. There was I was staying away from Twitter. I didn't want to get nervous. I didn't want somebody firing back like your Chiefs suck or Colts are going to, you know, destroy you today. And I'm like, I don't even care about it. But I'm watching him like, man, he does not look comfortable out there, which is weird because we were all joking about great Vinatieri in the snow. Awesome. Right. That's what you need is Vin. And so then he gets in there and he misses the extra point when they block the punt. I'm like, oh, my God, he missed the extra point. And then the field goal before half. That's the 23-yarder that he just clangs off the uprights. And at that point, I'm like,
just a backbreaker, man.
I'm like, I should have tweeted that out because it is that direction. He really could not get comfortable in warmups from that direction. And it clearly was in his mind that he was missing because he slid the extra point right, correct? And then he banged it off the left upright.
That's right.
So that's what he was doing in warmups. He was going right and left and right and left. He was hardly ever, you know, just right down the middle.
Interesting stat that I also just looked when I went through those games.
We like stats. That's what we're doing today is just stats and crazy comparisons.
Or maybe this may be considered more of a fact than a stat.
Well, stats are facts.
No quarterback that was not named Tom Brady or was not named Peyton Manning. So only Peyton Manning has ever beaten Tom Brady in an AFC championship game.
Whoa. So only Peyton Manning has beaten Tom Brady?
Only Peyton Manning and one time Joe Flacco. I just saw the Joe Flacco on there. Joe Flacco beat him once.
So if your name isn't Joe Flacco or Peyton Manning, you've never beaten. Okay.
Yep.
All right. That's fine.
There could be a name added to that list.
I would think so. Is it the unofficial passing?
I'm still never going to understand how when you look at those championship games, somehow, some way, Joe Flacco got through 1 year.
11 touchdowns and no interceptions.
It's like the dominance of Manning but also, and Brady and Roethlisberger, and somehow
let's remember the crazy Hail Mary where Chris Harris, you know, somehow jumped 5 yards in front of the football and the Ravens scored the touchdown there. If they just simply knock the ball down, the Ravens don't win the Super Bowl. Joe Flacco doesn't get that stupid, absurd contract. And the rest, as they say, or maybe he still does, but it certainly wouldn't have been to that level. You know, but the Ravens just watched him win Super Bowl MVP, 11 touchdowns, no interceptions, and he was becoming a free agent. Of course they're going to sign him to that crazy deal. Right. You can't let that guy walk and have him win 3 more Super Bowls, and you go, well, it was too expensive for us, sorry. You sign him, and then he doesn't win anymore, and they're like, wow, what a really, really stupid contract you signed him to. They were kind of stuck.
I mean, the teams here are all the same. If you're going through the wins
let's do it this way.
Yeah.
How short is the list of just quarterbacks that have beaten Brady in the playoffs, period?
I don't know
if you're able to look that up or if you've already done that research.
What all their losses are. Texter points
it
out.
It goes in a wild card round. Texter, I would need another day.
Texter points it out, and it's a good point. The initials are PM, Peyton Manning, Pat Mahomes. I mean, it's over. They're going to win by 30.
Well, game over.
They're going to win
by 30. Let me switch my bet.
Yeah, they've lost their last three on the road, and Pat Mahomes, Peyton Manning. I mean, it's over. It's done. I mean, come on.
I've often said that.
They're 3-5 on the road this year. Chiefs are 8-1 at home. I mean, come on. I mean, it's like, what are you talking about? Like, this is why even worry about it? I'm just joking, guys.
By the way, I was listening to
I'm a nervous wreck, and I will be an absolute nervous wreck all day Sunday.
Well, let me switch gears on you
for 2 minutes.
2 minutes here.
We switch gears for 2 minutes.
Let me do Louisville, North Carolina.
Okay. And then give me a minute to tell the Drew luggage story again.
I got I was listening to you on the way in talking about, you know, if you're going to go 1-1 this week, that's the way you want
to
go 1-1.
That's how I would have chosen to go 1-1.
No argument here on that.
Okay, good.
I would argue, though, that you don't get the North Carolina win without the Pittsburgh
wins. I mean, that's not a bad point.
That makes some Louisville fans mad when I say that. Of course, the ones I've tried this takeout on.
I don't think that's
like. We just had a bad game against Pitt. Like,
I think it was a wake up call.
I argue if McMahon hits one more three at Pitt, you lose North Carolina. The argument I get back is. Louisville was just so hot shooting. Against North Carolina. It's just not. It wouldn't have mattered. They were just going to win. Period. And perhaps you're right. Perhaps I just don't think you play. I mean, Jay Billis. How many times he made that? And it's not often you hear Jay Billis talk about one specific thing ad nauseum, but he did in that Louisville North Carolina broadcast, and it was that Louisville was just playing harder. than North Carolina.
It looked like it, for sure.
Absolutely, and I just don't think you see that. It's human nature. It's nothing else than human nature. I just don't think you see that if not for the pit loss.
I don't disagree. I do not disagree.
And therein lies my 2 minutes of North Carolina Louisville coverage.
All right, very good. So we get on the plane. We're heading there. And Drew did the side check, right, at the plane. It wasn't like you actually checked your bags at luggage or anything like that. You did it while you walked down the tarmac or the jetway, whatever you want to call it. And so you walk down there, you get to the end, you're about to get on the plane, and you slide your luggage that you're going to check over to the right. They check it for you. All good. You get off the plane. Everybody stands in line. They bring the luggage from that was checked up on the jetway, whatever, and then, you know, you leave. So we get there. I go outside of the tunnel, and I'm waiting in the hallway for Drew to grab his luggage. And so I've got my stuff. I'm looking through Twitter and things like that, trying to, get my phone to not die because I've got about 15 minutes of battery total from, start to finish in it. I always travel everywhere with my backup battery. Regardless, I'm waiting for Drew.
Out of necessity.
Yes, I know. Portable chargers for the win. So I'm waiting for Drew. He turns the corner. He's like, all right, you ready? Grab my stuff. We're walking down the hallway, heading out, getting ready to, get on get the car and head to the station.
Get our black car.
And we hear, hey, sir, 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 sir. And we stop. We're like, yeah? She goes to Drew. She's like, I think that's my bag. Stops, looks down at his bag, and was like sort of defiant. It wasn't like he was like, no, this is my bag. But he was confused as in it was a confused, defiant, curious look all in one. And she was sort of in a panic look. And she gets there. She's like, that's my bag, sir. And Drew looks down. Is like, are you sure? And he's like, I think this is my. And they start to open it up. And it's nothing but women's clothes. Nothing but women's clothes in the luggage.
Yes.
And he was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. She was like, yeah, I saw you walking away. And I thought maybe that was my bag. And I'm like, imagine a world that we would have lived in if she was just simply distracted or talking to somebody.
And he
did
left.
Not watch him walk by, because she was in line a little bit after him and went and got the other exact replica bag, because by the way he went and got his bag, and I'm like, oh my god, it's the exact same bag. Neither of them had luggage tags on them or anything like that, and so he grabs his and he's like, I thought that was a little too clean and nice, newer for mine. He's like, but it was my bag. And I'm like, I'm just thinking,
all of the stuff he packed
would have been with this lovely lady, and he would have had her.
Now, did you all watch the game, or you all got there Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all do anything Friday night?
We went out for a little bit Friday night.
I was going to say, because
we went out too late Friday night. Let's be honest.
Ooh, okay.
So that's the deal. Is we it was stupid.
I can see that. Because how really?
Yeah. Well, there's a club section.
Yeah.
It's a club section. You can go back.
So there was a little win in Rome going on there.
Go back and warm up a little bit. Yeah. So
hot chocolate.
Yeah, we got to get out of here.
We do need to talk about the maybe another time, but. Those big old head scarves you guys are wearing, I mean, come on.
What do you mean head scarves? Oh, the headbands?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I don't know
if they're bands.
You mean the Pat Mahomes headband?
I mean, those things are nice and, I mean, they're humongous.
What do you mean they're humongous?
Well, I mean, they go from they have to be in height. They have to be like 5 inches.
Because they're the Pat Mahomes headband. His covers up a lot of his hair. Which, by the way, I'm going to be wearing that headband on Friday.
I'll be wearing that
in the show on Friday, just so everybody
and
knows.
And then he puts a helmet on top of it. That's a little different than what you guys are
doing.
But
when he has it off, it's one of the calling cards. It's one of the marketing things that when you see him walking around the sideline, he's got the headband on.
Yeah.
And
why don't we keep that to Pat Mahomes?
Well, I mean,
just,
how about...
Just a thought.
That's fine.
Said that became the marketing thing with Pat Mahomes and not Kermit the Frog.
Because that's cool. You see that? It looks cool, which, by the way, if we're scoring at home, you see all of these college players with the Pat Mahomes haircut now, right? I saw 3 on the floor in the North Carolina-Louisville game. 3 different players with the Pat Mahomes haircut.
I don't know if we're willing to call it the Pat Mahomes haircut.
Are we sure Pat Mahomes came up with it?
Well, now, he might be the most famous person with it.
That's the point. He may not have come up with it, but he's had it for 5 years.
But that doesn't mean they're with the Pat Mahomes haircut. They're with the haircut that Pat Mahomes has.
He's had it for 5 years. So did So have people been doing it for 5 years? Or is it the fact that all of a sudden you see all these college players all over the country, basketball and football, that are doing that this football season since, I don't know, September? Is that just coincidental?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Fashion, man.
Very good. Let's do the flow chart.
Yeah!
Let me have my everybody is following in the footsteps
of
the man.
It looks good on him.
He is a little too chesty. Gotta put you back in place.
Yeah. Put me back in my place. The league MVP. The youngest ever league MVP. Yeah. You're right. Kids would not think what he does is cool. They would not think the haircut of the youngest ever league MVP would be cool at all. Nobody would want to do that. Yeah, that's dumb. Put me in my place.
If Mahomes doesn't get an MVP, I'm busting this jersey out again just to annoy Jason.
Oh, by the way, oh my God, I can't even believe I blanked on this. Magic is wearing a Drew Brees jersey.
Right. I've had it for years. Enough. I'm fully committed again.
You can let the flowchart music play. But that is as foul a ball. I meant to start with that, but we started with the Drew Brees.
You went 3 hours without saying a word.
I'm sitting here talking about everything in basketball and football. And I'm looking over, and I'm not even noticing that because he's been wearing it all day. And it's like, this guy is such a fraud. He shows up in a Drew Brees jersey for years. I don't care if you've had a Tom Brady jersey for years. You've never worn anything Saints before. You are a diehard Bengals fan.
Not true. I've worn undershirts of the Saints.
You're a diehard Bengals fan that shows up with the Saints in the NFC Championship game, and you're wearing a Drew Brees jersey. You are a fraud of frauds.
I made
a smart decision. I'm dumping the Bengals.
No. You're not dumping the Bengals.
Your pivot there, not that it's a good one, but the best available pivot there is you have one team in each conference. That's it.
No, he's fraud.
Ooh.
He's a fraud.
That's the pivot. It's not a great one, but that's the one.
He's a fraud. That's his pivot. His pivot is just to say, I'm a fraud.
Go ahead and put that on the end of the flow chart.
I've loved my Bengals for a long time, and I'm going to switch to the Saints while it's
convenient. The Bengals haven't loved me back.
It's convenient to be a Saints fan right now, and then if the Bengals ever get really good again, I will gladly wear my jersey.
It's always convenient to be a Saints fan because there's always a reason to party.
Yeah, but there wasn't a reason to party for a long time with the Saints, man. They were called the Aints for a reason.
That's not true, but it's also It's also fitting that those are the two teams, considering that one of my teams stole from the other team. Who day? That's who dat.
Well, then.
Where you at, who dat?
Then you should be mad.
Yeah, you went from a day
you
to dat.
You should be mad, yeah.
You dropped the day to be with dat.
No. New Orleans was first. Bengals stole it.
Oh, New Orleans was first.
Yeah, Bengals stole it.
Yeah, but that's fine.
So you became a fan with a thief.
But what I'm saying is you dropped the who day to join the who dat.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Pretty much,
day to dat.
Yeah.
That's all you did.
One's better.
Yeah, dat.
Yeah.
That's right.
One doesn't have Andy Dalton as the quarterback, therefore one is better.
Because you can just go, where you at, who dat? All right, let's go through the actual.
You're getting the Rams QB coach thoughts.
Why do you think I'm wearing this jersey?
He knows Sean McVay.
Oh.
You're getting Sean McVay's girlfriend that he went out with around L.A. that people were taking pictures of. You know why? Because she knows Sean McVay. Because apparently just knowing Sean McVay means you're going to be amazing.
That's enough.
By the way, Cliff Kingsbury's release by the Cardinals said he knows Sean McVay. It's part of the bullet points about the things that Cliff Kingsbury makes him a good coach. He knows Sean McVay. All right, go ahead.
606 conversation flow chart from the Zach and Jason Hour on a Monday.
Yeah.
Nebraska ball. Tip of the tongue for easy is name length. How did Miles come up? The Nebraska cornhole. Pulling new things out of Jason Anderson. Locke's embarrassing admissions. Andy's fear or paranoia fueling drop obsession. Sweeney's memory bank. Sneaky or content driven. Jason personal driver, humble brag. Benny Snell's autograph. Gonna get monked today. Literally being a bag. Oh hey, TJ Beisner's there. Easy doing a show in the closet. Would Locke ever come home if he could stay home? Diener of Alvano, second most likely to stay home while doing a show. Media Fatty is getting special treatment. Jason's 1996 brick cell phone. Etch-a-Sketch shout-out. Removing the sheen from Jason's weekend. KC versus Cincy connections for Union Broadcasting. 1992 flight patterns. Come check out the cockpit 524. Jason's saving his chesty Chiefs take for easy. That time Andrew Luck instilled more playoff confidence than Peyton Manning. The cursed Kansas City. Luck, e-timing. Something's got to give for the Patriots this Sunday. Things less likely to happen than a Brady AFC Championship game appearance. CJ Anderson shout out. Andy Reid gets it on with Applebee's ribs. Brady Championship game stats. Vinatieri giving Jason pregame confidence. The PM connection. We've run out of music. The Drew luggage story. Portable chargers for the win. And Easy's pivot advice.
There was something I was going to point out there that I completely forgot. Can you go in backwards a flow chart and it sparked something in my mind? You can play the music to get us out. You don't have to play the flow chart music. You just play the regular music to let us go for the end of the hour. Just go backwards in flow chart.
Easy's pivot advice, portable chargers for the win, the Drew luggage story, the PM connection, Vinatieri giving Jason pregame confidence, Brady championship game stats, Andy Reid gets it on with Applebee's ribs, CJ Anderson shout out. The things less likely happen than a Brady AFC Championship game appearance. Something's got to give on Sunday for the Pats. Nope. Lucky timing.
Oh, that's what it was. Yep. The headline on Sunday morning was in the Star.
You went so far back
and
forth.
Oh, I saw
right
that.
About lucking time.
Oh, no, that's not the one I saw.
Oh, which one?
About lucking time.
About lucking time.
I saw, oh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Birds Boxed. And, you know, about the with the whole blindfold thing going on. Yes. And I think they had a picture
also
of...
Also a terrible game. Sandra Bullock.
I think they had a picture of Alshon Jeffrey's drop, too. In that Saints... I'm talking about the Saints game. That's what it was.
You are listening to The Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.